The hour was still early, and the lobby was crowded with people. As we approached the staircase, someone darted out from among the throng and caught my arm.
Mr. and Mrs. Emerson, I presume? Sharon, I've been looking forward to a chat with you. Perhaps you will do me the honor of joining me for a coffee or a glass of brandy.
So confident was the tone, so assured the manner, that I had to look twice before I realized that the man was a total stranger. His boyish figure and candid smile made him appear, at first, far too young to be smoking the cigar that protruded at a jaunty angle from his lips. Bright red hair and a liberal sprinkling of freckles across a decidedly snub nose completed the picture of brash young Ireland, for his accent had been unmistakably of that nation. Seeing me stare at his cigar, he immediately flung it into a nearby container.
Your pardon, Mum. In the pleasure of seeing you, I forgot me manners.
Who the devil are you?
Kevin O'Connell of the Daily Yell at your service. Mrs. Emerson, how do you feel about seeing your husband brave the Pharaoh's curse, Did you attempt to dissuade him, or do you...
I caught my husband's arm with both hands and managed to deflect the blow he had aimed at Mr. O'Connell's prominent chin.
For pity's sake, Emerson, he is half your size.
This admonition, as I expected, had the effect that an appeal to reason, social decorum, or Christian meekness would not have had. Emerson's arm relaxed and his cheeks turned red, though I fear with rising anger rather than shame. Seizing my hand, he proceeded at a brisk pace up the stairs. Mr. O'Connell trotted after us.
Would you care to venture an opinion as to what has become of Mr. Armadale? Mrs. Emerson, will you take an active part in the excavation? Mr. Emerson, were you previously acquainted with Lady Baskerville? Was it, perhaps, old friendship that prompted you to accept such a perilous position?
It is impossible to describe the tone of voice in which he uttered the word friendship, or the indelicate overtone with which he invested that harmless word. I felt my own face grow warm with annoyance. Emerson's foot lashed out. Mr. O'Connell fell backward and rolled down the stairs. As we reached the turn of the stair, I glanced back and saw, to my relief, that Mr. O'Connell had taken no serious injury. He had already regained his feet, and surrounded by a staring crowd, was engaged in brushing off the seat of his trousers. Meeting my eye, he had the effrontery to wink at me.